ये आई मुकाम नमो से थाड़म नमो आयरी आडम नमो वछायाडम नमो तपसा सूरम ऐसो पंच नमो यारो सब पावक पदासनो मंगलाडम च सर्वेत्तम धर्मं गोहि मंगलम चकारि मंगलम अरहंता मंगलम सुधा मंगलम साहु मंगलम केवी प्रमुख मंगलम चकारि लुभुत्मा अरहंता लुभुत्मा सिद्धा लुभुत्मा साहु लुभुत्मा केवी प्रमुख नमो लुभुत्मा चकारि शरणं पवचामि अरहंते शरणं पवचामि सिद्धे शरणं पवचामि साहु शरणं पवचामि केवी प्रमुख नमो पवचामि। Okay, what did we do in the last class? Hello, yeah, Jamin.
We read some of the book part two.
Okay, which chapter?
I don't remember.
Last week what we did is we used book two and we read about the father of all sins, which is a wrong belief, Matatua.
Because we read the chapter of sins, right? Five sins.
Yeah, in book two.
Yeah, book two, chapter number, which chapter was that? Okay, so five sins are violence, then
falsehood, theft, wrong intention,
falsehood, theft, wrong intentions, and then accumulation. These are what? Five sins. Okay, what we'll do today, we'll start with this story as well. We all have read this story. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. We all are here or some of us are not here? Everyone, the minds and bodies both are here on the class?
Yeah.
Yeah. All are awake?
Yeah.
Okay. Arush?
Yes?
You have read this story? The story that you must have got from the mail?
The shepherd one, you mean?
No, a story of the executioner Yampal.
No, I don't.
You have not? Okay. You got it or not? You have not got it.
What story?
A story that you must have got the mail 2 weeks ago, I guess. Last week you were not present, no?
Let me ask my mom if she got it.
Okay. Everyone else have read the story?
I have.
Right?
I have.
Okay.
Yes, I have read.
Okay. Let Arush confirm.
Yeah. Sachin ji, Anubhav ji, I don't have the book yet.
Oh, okay.
Sent 2 weeks back, Arush, you should have received that story. It is known as, there is a Word doc, there is a PDF version. The story name is The Executioner Yampal.
Oh, we didn't receive that.
Yeah, it was sent 2 weeks back. Let me, send it to you again now. Jamin, you have received it, right?
Oh, wait, Anupachi, I think I have it, but then my computer broke, so I don't think I have it now.
So, is your computer on now? Are you in front of the computer?
No, I'm not. My computer is not working today.
Okay.
So what we'll start with today is then, because Natasha is also not there and Arush has not read the story. We all have books. Book number one we have, part one.
Yes, I have. What?
Part one
of Bal Bhoot.
Bal Bhoot, Chidrang, Bal Bhoot, Part Mala, Part One.
Yes, I have part one of it.
Okay. Everybody else? Okay, please open the part 1. We have done almost all chapters of it except 3. Arjun, you have it opened?
Yes, but which chapter?
Chapter number... You say which we have not done? Chapter number... Open chapter number 6.
What number?
17, I guess. In my book, it's 17. It should be 17 in yours.
The timetable is one?
Yeah, the daily timetable. So we have teacher, Ramesh and Suresh, 3 characters and they're all students, okay? So, Arush, you become the teacher and Arjun is Ramesh and Jaimin is Suresh, okay?
Wait, what page is it?
Yeah, what? Chapter number 6, page number 17, the daily timetable. Arush is teacher, Arjun is Ramesh, and Jaimin is Suresh. Okay? Okay, start.
Boys, I shall examine your teeth and nails today. Ramesh, tell me for how many days you have not taken your bath.
I take my bath daily.
Legs and hands of those who bathe daily are not so dirty. You just pour 2 or 3 mugs of water. That is not real bath. You should clean your body by rubbing it with a towel. Similarly, one should clean one's teeth every morning, otherwise they start giving foul smell. The teeth get weakened and fall off.
Sure, I take my bath in the evening.
We must do things at the proper time. Our daily activities must be based on a timetable, and we should follow that always.
Sir, kindly prepare a timetable for us. We shall follow it from today.
Every boy should get up before sunrise. First of all, he should chant the Namukar Mantra 9 times. Then he should think over the nature of the soul in order to purify his mind.
Does mind also become in prayer?
Dia, you can read it. Dia, student.
Yes.
You can read the next dialogue. Does mind also become impure? Okay, teacher, does mind also become impure?
Yes, as the body becomes unclean by the outside direct dirt, etc., so our mind's soul becomes impure by delusion, attachment, and aversion. Just as our bodies become clean by bathing, etc., so by virtue of understanding the nature of our soul and the perfect soul, our minds become purified. We should take care of the inner and the outer purity.
Ramesh? Hello? Okay, what next?
After ablution, one should clean one's teeth and take bath. One should then put on clean clothes and go to the temple for having darshan. Points regarding Dev Darshan were explained to you the other day. Then one should have one's breakfast and go to school or study at home. One should take the morning meal peacefully between 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Every boy should be free from his evening meal before sunset. One should not take his meal during the night. One should study up to 8 p.m. or 9 p.m., so long as one can concentrate. Afterwards, one should remember one's own soul and those of the liberated beings and go to bed quietly.
From today,
we shall follow this timetable and maintain cleanliness, both of the body and the soul.
Okay. What did we read?
We read daily timetable that we should implement into our lives.
Okay. What time do we wake up?
We should wake up at sunrise.
I'm just asking, what time do we actually wake up?
I wake up at 6.
Wow. Okay. What time? Dia is there or not? Sometimes what, Dia? I cannot hear you.
Sometimes 6:30 and 7.
Oh, okay. And other times? Okay, sometimes 6:30 and most of the time 7. Like this.
6 o'clock.
Oh, 6 o'clock. Okay. Arush, what about you?
Also, like Dia, sometimes 6 o'clock, sometimes 6:30, and sometimes 7.
Okay. Jamin?
Sometimes 7.
And then sometimes?
8.
Okay. And other sometimes?
Oh, I usually wake up at 8.
Okay. 7, 8. Okay. Arjun, you regularly by 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for on the weekends. That's
okay.
When I actually sleep in.
Okay. So why everybody says that we should wake up early? What happens when we wake up early? Why shall we wake up early? Okay, after waking up, do we like ever say Namukar Mantra or something?
Yes, we should. We should say Namukar Mantra 9 times.
Yeah, we should. How many of us actually do?
I do.
Anyone? Okay.
I do Namukar Mantra 9 times in the morning and by sleeping in the night.
Oh, wow, very good. See, what should we do? We should try to wake up early in the morning. And when we wake up, before leaving our bed, on our bed, we should like sit straight. And then we should, say Namukar Mantra 9 times, okay? By this, what do? We remember our Bhagwan, like Arhant Parmeshti, Siddha Parmeshti, our Muni Raj, Acharya Parmeshti, Upadhyaya Parmeshti, and Sadhu Parmeshti. So we remember, they are the first thing that comes in our mind in the beginning of the day. So we begin our day with remembering the souls which are pure, and therefore we know that, oh, I have to become like these, therefore I am remembering five Parmeshti. So I also have to become Parmeshti one of the day, right? So first thing in the morning, what we should do is we should say Namokar mantra 9 times. First thing, get up early in the morning, and when you have, like, you are there on your bed, before leaving your bed, you go to do anything, you say 9 times Namokar mantra. What else after Namokar mantra? We all take baths daily. All of us. Yes. Any exceptions?
Any.
Yes. Seriously, don't hesitate. It's okay. Anyone who takes baths daily, say yes, I do.
I do.
Okay. Arushta, what, who else?
I do take a bath daily.
You do?
I do.
Okay. Dia does. Okay. Jamie, not sure?
I do.
Okay, you do. And Arjun is not sure?
Oh no, I said I do.
Okay, glad you do. And Arushya also said you do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And brushing teeth? Like, we all brush our teeth?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay. And what is the size of our hair? We get haircut. What is the frequency of getting haircut?
Yes.
Thrice in a year, twice in a year, once in a month, twice in a month. How do we cut our nails? When do we cut our nails? What is the size? Who looks after all these things for you?
I do.
Looks after all these things? Who tells you to do these things, like get a haircut or something? Huh? Who tells you, like teacher in the school tells you, or a parent tells you, or you on your own decide to do these things? Huh? Hello?
Can you please repeat what you said?
I'm asking that who tells you to do, like you need to get a haircut or you need to cut your nails? Or, you know, anything, like who tells you about these things? On your own, you look after these things and then you decide, oh, my hair is longer now, so I have to take a haircut. Or my nails are looking, they have grown long, so I have to cut them. Would somebody tell you, or you do it on your own? Like you decide to do it on your own. Hello?
I didn't understand, sorry.
Okay, my question is that when your nails are grown up, so you yourself realize that they are grown up, or somebody tells you, dear Dia, get your nails cut? yourself realize it or somebody tells you? Your mom tells you.
I cut my nails like 3 times in a month.
But somebody tells you to do it or you yourself realize
someone,
okay, that grown up and then you do it?
Someone tells me to do it and sometimes I do it myself.
Okay, okay.
Myself.
Yourself. Arush, you? Sorry, Jen.
I do it myself.
You do it yourself, but somebody tells you, then you do it, or you do it on, like, you decide on your own? Like,
on
your own.
My own.
Okay, on your own. Very good. Dia, you? We all know how to cut our nails, right?
It's myself.
I do it by
Hello?
Myself.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Actually, see, there is one very important thing that we should know. What we are learning in Jainism is about the purity of our soul, right? We always say that pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. Don't we? We do, right? And we always say that body is not a living being. Body does not know. Body doesn't have attribute. Body is different from me. We say it or we don't. We learned this, right? We have always learned this. Hello, I want yes or no.
Yeah. We say it.
We say it and we know it, right? And the soul gets liberated, the body doesn't get liberated, body is so impure, body doesn't have anything good, right? We always say that we do not have to pay any attention to our body or something, right? Okay. So what
yeah.
should I do? Body doesn't know, so I should not take bath, or I should not get a haircut, or I should not be in proper attire. Is that the meaning of what we learn? By concentrating on our soul, do we mean that we should not take bath at all? Don't concentrate on your body?
No.
Why no? Because we only learned that we have to concentrate on our soul. So forget the body, remember the soul. Say. Anyone? Inputs? What do you think? The body, like taking care of body is important or not? And if important, why?
It's important because it's what the teacher said. Yes, as the body becomes unclean by outside sources like dirt, so does the delusion
yeah.
of attachment
yeah,
to the
if body becomes unclean, then what happens?
What?
Uh-huh.
If he's unclean, then we can't concentrate. If we can't concentrate, how are we going to...
Yeah, exactly. Very well pinpointed. See, what he says is when body becomes impure, it's not in a proper, you know, it's not properly washed or it's not, you know, properly looked after. It's our mentality that, you know, it's the nature of our mind that it cannot concentrate on any other thing. If somebody tells me I'm not looking good and then he starts teaching me, most of the times I'll be thinking about myself that I'm not looking good. I'm not looking good. Is it? Is it not? Hello? Do you all agree that if somebody, like in the starting of class, tells you, oh, you're not looking good today, so whole of the class, half of the time you're just thinking, oh, why am I not looking good? What? Like, does it happen or not?
Yeah.
Sometimes?
Yeah.
Like, if sometimes someone makes fun of your, like, hair or something, you cannot concentrate, right? Your mind goes to that your hair's, like, frequently, like, okay, my hairs are not proper today. Does it happen or not?
Yeah.
Hello. It doesn't happen with us. Okay. Which are our true enemies? We learnt about our enemies. Okay. What are our enemies? Arhanta Bhagwan, Arhant Parmeshthi. He has won which enemy? O Lord, devoid of
attachments.
And then?
It also has.
Oh Lord, devoid of attachments.
Omniscient.
Omniscient.
Well-being creature.
Well-being creature. Let.
Wrong belief.
Let. Our wrong beliefs get destroyed by
knowledge,
son,
fulfill prayer.
Fulfill prayer. We all remember this poem or we don't?
I do.
Okay, you do. You all remember that we read it once upon a time. We studied this chapter last year. Most of the year we learned this poem alone.
Anubhavji, are you talking about all the slides or only the first slide?
No, I'm just asking that you remember, okay, we learned something like this. Right? You remember, right? Yes, you don't remember all slides. Nobody.
Anubhavji, I got disconnected. What page
are we on? We were learning about the true enemies, what we have. Who are our true enemies? Which is our true enemy? What do you think, who is our true enemy? Whom do we have to fight with? Do we have to fight with anybody, first thing?
What was that, anybody?
Whom do we have to fight with? Is there any enemy that we have?
No, because enemies cause violence.
Okay, sure, we don't have no enemy.
The four kashayas and five sins.
Yeah, the four kashayas and five sins, exactly. And if we generalize it, if we put it differently, can we say rag and dvesh or aversions, attachments, delusions? Can we say that? We can't say that. Aryan Deva has destroyed what? He has destroyed rag and dvesh, right? He has destroyed devoid of delusions, devoid of attachments, right? So everything that we have to, like, you know, pure, like, things that make us actually not happy, means they make us miserable, are these three things. What are these? Attachments, aversion,
and delusion.
These are our enemies, okay? Now, how do these enemies occur, okay? Whenever we see ourselves with this body, like I am this body, then everything who does good to this body is a good person. We have attachment with that person. Everyone who does bad to this body is a bad person or a bad thing. And I do not like it, right? I do dvesh from it. I have a hatred for it. I have a dislike for that particular person or a thing. Is it or is it not? Correct?
Yes.
Right? Somebody who is behaving good with me, behaving in a good manner, he is my good friend. Somebody who does not, he is not my friend. Correct?
Correct.
Yes or no? Correct. Okay? So the same way what happens, this ragdvesh also happens when we do not keep our bodies up to date. Like if we do not take bath daily, you know, we do not feel good. There is an unconscious feeling of feeling bad. If I have not, you know, if I've not brushed my teeth today, there's something, you know, deep inside somewhere in my thoughts, something is not good, something is not working good. These delusions, attachments, aversions, these also depend upon how do we deal with us, this body, the body which we have, okay? Therefore, in our scriptures, you know, our Muniraj do not brush their teeth. They do not get a haircut or they do not cut their nails. You know that? Anybody? Hello? Do you know that our Muniraj do not have a haircut or they do not cut their nails or they do not brush their teeth or they do not even take bath? You know? Hello, do you know this or do you not? Huh? Please, you all participate. Hello, everybody is there. You all can listen to me. I'm audible. Yeah. I'm asking, do you know that our Muniraj? Okay, what do you think? Our Muniraj takes bath or they do not?
No.
They do not, right? They brush their teeth? No, they do not brush their teeth. They do not cut their nails?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So why they're not doing it? Why? Is it a good thing?
They want moksha.
So they want moksha. We don't want moksha.
We want moksha.
So then we should also not take bath. We should not brush our teeth. And we should not cut our nails. We want moksha, so we should not do these things. Correct?
Correct.
Correct. You think? I'm asking that, like, our Muniraj wants moksha, okay? So he doesn't take bath, he doesn't brush his teeth. So what I'll do, I also want moksha. I'll not also take bath or I'll not also, you know, brush my teeth or cut my nails or, you know, wear like good clothes, like not a dirty clothes or something.
No.
Is it fine if I do that?
No.
Why no? Our Muniraj is not doing that. So I should also not do that. Okay, so you are saying that Muniraj, if Muniraj takes bath, then he is not Muniraj. Correct? Yes or no?
Can you repeat the question?
My question is, see, we have to take bath regularly, right? If we don't take bath, we are not good person, right? If we don't brush our teeth, we are not a good kid. Right?
Right.
Okay, if Muniraj takes bath, is he a good Muniraj?
Yes.
He takes bath daily, he's a good Muniraj.
Because he is not interested in his body and we are interested in his in our body.
Okay, not his body, okay. See, okay, there's a difference between a Muniraj and what we are. Until we do not become Muniraj, okay? As long as we live in our house, we do not take Diksha, it is our duty to keep this body clean. If we do not keep this body clean, we are not doing good thing. We are actually committing a sin. We are actually committing a pap. And once we take Diksha and we become Muniraj, and then now we are cleaning this body, then why have we taken Diksha at all? Diksha is nothing but, you know, you are showing disrespect to this body or just, you know, ignoring this body. So, if Muniraj takes bath, he is doing a sin. And if we do not take bath, we are doing a sin. You're getting a difference? Because Muniraj is actually walking on the path of liberation by leaving behind everything, everything. He actually leaves his body as well. But it's just he cannot separate himself from the body. So he does it by, you know, actually treating this body in such a bad manner, he actually leaves his body. You're getting a difference? If we do not take bath, it's a sin. If Muniraj takes a bath, it's a sin. Are you getting it? So,
yes.
So if so, what is the good of, you know, being proper, being, you know, up to date, being, you know, living with cleanliness? What is the good of it? Like, these cleanliness that we maintain around us, in a body, in a home, this largely impacts our thought process. Okay? And our true enemies are our thoughts, like aversion, delusions, attachments, right? So if we are not in proper shape in regards to cleanliness, then there is more propensity that our thoughts are not good. We get more aversions or attachments or delusions. Okay? So everything that we do should be to reduce our delusions, attachments, right? Because these are our enemies. And being unclean increases the delusions and attachments. So therefore, to decrease it, we should always clean ourselves. Right? Right?
Right.
Okay, so what do we do for this? Things, we do not have to do anything additional. We all take bath, we are good kids. We all brush our teeth daily. It's a very, very, very appreciable thing, okay? What we do not do is, we do not say Damokar mantra and we do not wake up early in the morning. We should try to wake up early in the morning, like 6 a.m. or something. And then, what we should do, before we leave our bags, what we should do, we should sit straight and for 9 times we should say Namukar mantra. Okay, and each morning we should remind ourselves that, oh, I should not do more of the passions or things today. I'll not, you know, do anger, or I'll not do pride, or I'll not cheat anyone, or I'll not do any desires, you know. So in the morning, if I have done 9 times Namukar mantra, and if I have determined that, okay, I'll do no sins today, or I'll not follow any passions today, then we at the end, while you get back to your bed in the night and you think about your whole day, you will realize that the day has went so well, because you started the day with determining something that you have to do things which are good and not bad. Are you getting my point? What I'm trying to say? If each morning we begin it with a resolution, like after reading Namokar mantra, I know I don't have to do Raag Dvesh, I don't have to do attachments, I don't have to commit any of the sins. If I have my starting with this say, we don't have to do anything. We just have to tell ourselves, okay, I should not do anger, pride, cheating and greed, and I should not commit violence, falsehood, and it's a theft, and it's a wrong intention, and any accumulation. That's it. If we say this to us in the morning, our day is going to be, you know, far, far better than any usual day. Okay? So we'll read it again, the whole thing. We'll just revise it. It starts with that there is a student, and whose teacher asks him that, you don't look like you've taken bath, because your hands and legs are so dirty. You have not taken your bath properly. Okay? And also, teeth are, you know, smelling bad. And if you do not brush them, they'll fall off. They get weakened, right? So, he asks him, chalo, okay, tell me, what should we do? Make us a daily timetable. So, what he said, what he says, the teacher says, teacher suggests that we all should wake up early in the morning. Okay? Early in the morning, we should wake up. And when we wake up, first thing we should do is we should say Namokar mantra 9 times. And after saying Namokar mantra, we should think over the nature of soul in order to purify our minds. Means we can tell ourselves that, okay, if I am a soul, I know then I have to make sure that I do not commit any of the sins or any of the passions. We just have to remind ourselves that, okay? And then the kid asks, okay, so soul, this mind also becomes impure? Because, okay, body becomes impure, so we clean it, we take bath. But our mind is also impure. How do we take bath of our mind? What teacher says, But yes, our mind also becomes impure. By what? By the delusion, attachment and aversion, by these passions. So therefore, how do we clean our mind? By saying 9 times Ramukar Mantra and by understanding the nature of soul and the perfect soul, which means Bhagwan. So by understanding our nature and the nature of the perfect soul, our minds become purified, means we get Samyak Darshan, we get right beliefs, and that right belief is nothing but the bathing of our minds. Right? Okay. And then what next? Then we should, you know, take bath, we should take cleaner teeth, we should take bath, we should get freshened up, and then we should put clean clothes and not the dirty clothes. And then we should go to the temple. We know the process of going to the temple. We'll take dravya, right? We'll take dravya from our home. We have clean clothes. We have already taken bath. And then we'll go to temple. And there is this whole chapter we learned about how to go into temple and do the darshan of Bhagwan. And after coming back from the temple, what we should do? We should do the whole breakfast. Okay? And then we should go to school. Or if we do not have school, we should study at home. Then we should have our morning meal, lunch. It should not be very late. It should be in reasonable time. 11 a.m., 10 a.m., 12 a.m., whatever time, okay? And then we should have our evening meal before. Like, our dinner should not be at night. It should be an evening meal before sunset. We should not eat at night. And then again, we sit to study or do something recreational, and we should sleep. What time should we sleep? What time do we sleep? What time do we sleep? We should sleep late or sleep early. No, I'm asking what time do we? What ideally when should we sleep? Early or late?
9.
Huh? No. 9 is the time that they say. But what do you think? Is it good idea to sleep early?
No,
it's not good idea to sleep early. Why?
Because then we waste our time sleeping.
Okay. So what time do you sleep?
9 o'clock.
You sleep at 9?
Yes. 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, sort of.
Oh, and what time do you wake up? 6.
I wake up at like 6, 7.
Oh, okay. See, there is this poem, "Early to Bed and Early to Rise." You have heard about it?
No.
Okay, in India, perhaps they have this in school. We should get up early in the morning, and how do we do that? If we sleep early, then we can get up early. So, Arush, that you're saying that sleeping more wastes our time, can I not put it in this way that if I sleep early, I can get up early in the morning and save my time then? And then in the morning, I can study or do something? See, what happens, what Ayurveda says, what actually the medical sciences say, that the morning air, the air in the morning, you know, that air in the morning, if you take that air inside your body, like you breathe in the morning, okay, your mind, you know, the capacity of your mind to grasp things, to learn things increases. And morning learning of 1 hour is equivalent to the evening learning of 3 hours. Means if you study for 3 hours in the night, late night, and if you study for 1 hour in the morning, it's almost equal. So in the morning, we should always try to study in the morning because it's always beneficial. Okay? Hello?
Anubhavji, yes. I have a question.
Yeah, say, please.
I believe that you said that in the morning, we should pray that we do less kashayas, paps and sins. Why don't we pray that we don't even do any kashyas, paps, or sins?
Yes, exactly. See, Riya, what happens? That there are things which we do on a daily basis, okay? Like, you know, hinsa, like this violence. You know, violence is what? Violence is hurting anyone knowingly or unknowingly. Okay? So if there are things like a teacher has to do, or, you know, household people have to do. Okay, I don't think you'll understand it this way. See, everybody understood the question of Diya. Diya is saying that why should we pray that I should do less kashayas. Why shouldn't I pray that I will not do any of the kashayas? Are you getting her question?
Yes.
Right? It's an excellent question, okay? See, first thing, so what is our aim? To go passionless, right? So we always aspire to do no kashayas. Okay, we always strive for doing no kashayas. Right? It's our aim. So whenever we are going to temple, or whenever we are remembering Namukar Mantra or Asthai Parmeshtis, what comes to in the mind that I don't have to commit any of the kashayas. Okay? But if we see technically, at present, the situation that we are in, it's impossible to not commit any sins. I'm not saying the absolute sins, like, okay, you're hitting someone or you're saying lie to someone. You know, we learned about the, that's why I wanted to that story today, but we'll be doing it in the next week, okay? And meanwhile, I'll also forward you one more small story, okay? Why I wanted to do this story is because the kashayas and passions, there are two aspects of this. One aspect that you can easily see somebody is killing some insects or someone, okay? And other is somebody thinking about to kill some insect. Like, if I am in this room, then there are so many mosquitoes, okay? One thing simply I can do is I can switch on that equipment I have, all out or something, and all mosquitoes die. Or other thing, I don't have that all out or something, so I am unable to, you know, make these mosquitoes away. So what am I thinking? Why don't these all die? Why? How do I kill them? Okay, in both the scenarios, is hinsa happening or is hinsa not happening? Hello? Is violence happening in both the scenarios or only in first scenario the violence is happening?
What was that?
Wait, what's the second one?
There is a situation that I am in a room filled with mosquitoes. In one situation, I have set all out or anything. If I switch it on, all mosquitoes will die, they'll go away. In the second situation, I don't have all out. What do I do? I just keep thinking, why don't have it? I would have killed all of these. Which of the situations is of violence?
Both.
The second
both
one.
The second one or the first one or the both?
Second
in first one,
one
I'm actually both. Killing them. In second one, I'm not killing them. I'm just thinking, hoping, I'm just regretting that why can't I kill them?
Both.
Both
or first. They died on first one. They didn't die in the second one. The second situation.
So, first one.
Diya, what do you say?
I think it's the first one then.
Yeah, okay. Arush thinks first. Diya, what do you think? Which
can
situation?
Can you please repeat yourself?
Yeah, you heard the two situations?
A little.
Okay. What is it? I'm sitting in a room. The room has many mosquitoes, okay? And they're biting me. So what I'm doing is, I have an equipment. If I switch it on, all mosquitoes will die. Okay? I have it. I switch it on, all mosquitoes die. This is situation one. In other situation, I don't have that equipment, but the mosquitoes are biting me. So I'm just regretting, why don't I have that equipment? I would have killed all the mosquitoes if I could. this is the situation too. In which situation the passions and hinsa is actually happening, the violence is happening?
In what?
In both the situation it's happening. In second situation they're not getting killed.
No. But...
Uh-huh. Say.
But both of the situations are violent.
Both of the situations are of violence?
Yes.
Everybody feels the same way.
No.
I do.
Okay.
Not me.
Okay, not Arush. Okay. See, we learned that chapter in the last class. Arush was not there. We'll be doing it in the next class again about sin. See, there are two sins. Okay, every sin has two parts, okay? One, actual execution of the sin, and one, the thought process, a desire to commit a sin and actually executing a sin. I may not have power to do a thing, but I would want to do it. Like, there is a story of a very small insect who sits on the eyelashes of a very big crocodile, okay? You know, we live in Madhya Lok of this Teen Lok. We have upper world, we have middle world, we have lower world. Lower world has Narak, upper world has Swarga, and Madhya Lok we are living in. Right? Remember, we did it once upon a time that this world has three parts. Upper part is Swarga, Devgati, middle part we live in.
Yeah.
And the lower part is Narkis, the hell, right? Now what happens, in the middle world we have many dweep, like we live in Jambu Dweep. Then after that there is an ocean. Then after the ocean there is one more dweep. Then after the dweep there is an ocean. Then one more dweep, then there is an ocean. So the Madhya Lok is full of these dweepa and each dweep is followed by an ocean. Okay? So the last ocean of this Madhya Lok, the last ocean, it's huge, it's so big, its name is Swayambhu Raman Samudra, Swayambhu Raman Ocean, okay, the Sea of Swayambhu Raman. This sea is so vast, one of the crocodiles in the sea is equal to, its length is equal to, you have seen the map of India? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, so India is India, okay? It's very long. It's 22,000 kilometers long, I guess. From north to south. In the length, it's like 22,000 to 30,000. So one crocodile in that ocean is equal to total dimensions of India. Like the total country, India, in which I reside, okay? That is the body, like total, that is the body of one crocodile, okay? So that crocodile is so big. So whenever that crocodile opens his mouth, okay, so there is lots of water gets into his mouth, okay. In the water there are many fishes, many sea animals, we can say many fishes or many small octopuses or many other different kind of sea people, right, sea animals. When it closes its mouth, half of them gets out of his mouth. They are getting in when he's opening it. And when he's closing it, it automatically the water gets out of his mouth. Obviously, he cannot have all the water that's getting in his mouth. So, the majority of the fishes of other small organisms, they get out of his mouth. Okay? On the eyelashes of this crocodile, there sits a very small insect. Okay? That insect is so small that, you know, rice, one piece of rice, you know, the rice, one piece of the rice, it's so small, the rice we eat, we only take one piece of that rice, it's so small, right? So its body is equal to that much only. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? Okay. I'm telling you this story. Okay. This is very interesting. So there is this huge crocodile. He opens its mouth. Water gets in. Insects gets in. He closes its mouth. Or most of them gets out of the mouth. There is this small insect sitting on his eyelashes. He looks after all this incident and he wonders, how stupid is this crocodile? If I were like him, I would have eaten every fish that gets into my mouth. This crocodile is so stupid, he is letting them get out of his mouth when he can control them. What happens? That the crocodile who is actually eating all these fishes and whoever, whatever he does. And this tandul, this small tandul machi is known as, this small insect, he is not able to touch even one of the fishes. This small insect goes to the seventh narak without eating any of the fishes. Why is he going to the seventh narak? Seventh narak is the most extreme narak. It's the worst thing to happen to anyone. So why do you think he's not even eating the fishes, but why still he's going to the seventh narak? And that crocodile that need not go to the seventh narak, he might even go to Devgati. So why the person who is not at all eating it is going to the seventh narak? What do you think? Hello? Did you all understand this?
Yes, I
did. Yeah.
That person, he has not killed a single fish and still he is going to the seventh narak. Has he committed any violence?
Because he's thinking bad about others.
But is thinking bad about others is also violence?
Yeah. Isn't that
right? Mithyatva? It's Mithyatva or it's violence. There's a difference between Mithyatva and violence. Thinking bad about others is violence or Mithyatva? Thinking bad of others, like, it's not violence, so he's going to Narak because of Mithyatva, it's not violence. Diya, say, what do you think? Why is he going to Satva Narak, seventh Narak?
Because he did so many kashai. Because he did, he thought of eating fish if he was a crocodile. And he was talking about a crocodile, he was so stupid and he was doing...
He's committing violence or not? He's doing sin of violence or not?
Yes.
How he's doing? He's not even killing a single fish.
But he's thinking he wants to kill.
So thinking alone is violence?
Yes.
Okay. So thinking is violence. Okay, now we come back to your question. All the 24 hours, we always keep thinking, right? We keep thinking or we don't? We keep thinking, right? Okay, so the moment I just get, you know, by any chance, I remember Arjun. And I just start thinking, oh, Arjun doesn't do his homework. Arjun is so bad. What am I doing? I'm thinking bad of him. Hello, Arjun, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking bad about you, right?
Yeah.
It's what I'm doing. It's I'm doing hinsa about you. Okay. Thinking bad about others and bad of others is actually we are committing a sin against them. So what will this do? Now the moment I realize my resolution of the morning that I should not do hinsa. So this hinsa has already been committed, but the moment I get myself reminded of that resolution, I stop doing this. Therefore, Diya, we say that we are going to commit mistakes every day. But the moment we realize them, we try to correct them. That's why I say, I will not do anything today. And if I do, I'll try my best to, you know, correct it. So, Diya, you're right that we should always try to go passionless. We'll not do at all any hinsa, any sense, any passion. But if I commit any passion, I should, at the moment, at that particular moment, I should get reminded of this, that, oh, I don't have to do this. And then I'll be correcting myself. So it will be a passion committed, but that effect is reduced. So I'll be committing lesser passions now. Okay, so doing no passions is a resolution, and what turns out to be that we end up doing passions, but then we correct it. So we are doing lesser passions. So if you see from the result point of view, we say I'll try to do as minimum passions as possible, and actually I am trying to do no passions. Okay, I guess we have ended our time. Okay, we discussed this chapter today because we have to learn a few things. The learnings of this chapter will be taken in the next class. And plus, please, Arush, in the next class, you read that story and also tell Natasha to read that story. It's a very good story. Okay?
Okay.
Fine? Is it fine? You can do this,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
You tell the Natasha to do this, tell Natasha, and you also do it. Okay, so what
the
we'll do today?
That, that's gonna arrive in the mail, that one?
Yeah, the story about the executioner Yampal. You must have got it. Okay, so what we'll do, we'll conclude today. What we'll do is we'll read that Dev Stuti because I think we are forgetting it. We can have 2 minutes devoted to it. We can read it, right? Dev Stuti, open that PPT.
Dev Stuti?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm not in front of my computer and I'm actually...
Okay. So
I can't download it.
Yeah, you don't do it. You just listen to it. But you should actually remind ourselves that, okay, we did it.
Okay,
who has it in front of him?
I don't have it on the PPT.
Okay, Jaimin, do you have it?
No.
Diya, you have it? Oh, God, devoid of attachments. Okay, so you all put on your mics on mute. I will sing it. You all have to listen it, okay? So that we actually revise it in our way, okay? Okay, we'll join our hands and we'll listen to the prayer, okay?
Okay.
Oh God, devoid of attachment, omniscient, our well-being preacher, let our wrong belief get destroyed. By knowledge, unfulfilled prayer, may we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy. Let not raise our pride and greed. May we drink satisfaction nectar. May we always keep serving. a gem, religion so divine, may we eliminate bad practices and spread good pleasing seeds, may we live happily with others, propagating a triumph religion, in rich joys and gloomy sorrows, as mountains may be decomposed, may we always tread the path of righteousness concentrating on our soul. May we destroy eight karmas that lead to unhappiness in the world. May we keep uttering your name, O Lord, that destroys all troubles. May our souls remain untainted, deprived of the dust of all sins. Let true knowledge of ourselves grow within the religious education. Standing on our feet with joined hands, we worship thee, O dear Lord, and pray that we all our hopes be fulfilled, we attain ourselves. O God, devoid of attachment, omniscient, a well-being preacher, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge, friends and prayers. Okay, you all are able to comprehend, like recall what we learned about this poem?
Yeah.
Okay, the meaning was clear, right? Okay. Okay, what we'll do tonight is before going to bed, on the bed, we'll sit straight and we'll say Namukar Mantra 9 times.
Okay,
before going to sleep, we are going to, you know, say Namukar Mantra 9 times. Fine? And in the morning also from tomorrow, we'll say 9 times Namukar Mantra. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. Jai Janendra.
Jai Janendra.
Jai Janendra. Jai Janendra.